Cruising down the street, I wonder where this road would lead. So many possibilities. Care to share what you think? Oh, noodles, what do you see? Backroad Odyssey.
Van Life Diaries, a letter to wandering minds. Welcome to Van Life Diaries. My name is Noah, and it's just me, myself, my dog, you, and a microphone today. No edits, no script. Today, we'll be discussing something very personal to me, my struggle with ADD. I don't share this story lightly or often or at all, really. In fact, it's incredibly hard for me, but I hope that if you're listening and you can in some small way benefit from the next few minutes, I hope it helps. So we'll take listener questions at the end. And until then, I'm going to grab a drink. If you're in a position to do so as well, do it and let's go hang out. I've always had a tendency to daydream about school, life, my future, my past, whatever the subject. I was largely in my head. Not in a particularly bad way. My grades were fine and I was happy and social. But as it turns out, in a way that was noticeable to several teachers at my middle school. One week, I saw myself as a normal kid. The next week, I was put on ADD medication and was put on a path that made me feel incredibly separate and different and in a lot of ways not enough. You know, I just remember sitting at the back of class, looking up after I found out who is successful and has ADD, you know, or has experienced similar feelings and circumstances. Because the way it was put to me, the way it was phrased was very, this is something that we have to fix. That was the mentality. For the next couple of years, my focus was good. My grades improved. But I felt empty, like a robot checking off tasks as they came. I just didn't feel great. If you've ever taken an ADD drug like Adderall or Ritalin, you know the feeling. You're productive, you're inspired to do things, but the meaning is kind of sucked out of it. It can be incredibly beneficial for some people, and I think it definitely has its place, but I was not feeling good. So one day, I was a freshman in high school. I said enough was enough and refused to continue to take the medication. It took a while to readjust. Years, really. I had to work harder, longer than most people I was around. But I learned to work with kind of what was largely considered a weakness by the people around me. And I graduated college, magna cum laude. Whether the diagnosis was rushed or not, the medication was required at the time or not, there is value in my mind in embracing what others deem a weakness. Because, I don't know, in so many ways, weakness makes you uniquely yourself, as I would really come to know when I first started producing my podcasts. Now, as an adult, the stigma behind something like ADD isn't as large. But there's always a piece of you that struggles to embrace the validity of thinking a bit differently. And at the time, it kind of was detrimental to my self-esteem. It took a while, but I leaned into it. You know, now I wander not just in my head with my thoughts, but physically, driving from place to place, story to story. And it feels, for the first time in a while, very right, very natural and easy. But it was not easy getting here. In short, I tell this story and bring all of this up because I wish somebody had told me this. If you're listening right now and you feel or have felt different, whatever condition, circumstance, or perceived shortcoming it may be, know that uniqueness can be a strength. Pain is temporary, and you are not alone. Work hard and wander away. Cheers. All right. Let's go over some questions, shall we? All right. right. Here's a throwback question to the very first episode. I enjoyed your episode on the Beely Brothers. Thank you so much. If I were to take a road trip out there, what else would there be to do? A lot. Yeah, Spillville is right by Decorah, Iowa. Beautiful, beautiful hikes. There's Toppling Goliath Brewing over there, Pulpit Rock Brewing. It's a great, 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 fun, cute town. Yeah, northeastern Iowa is particularly very beautiful. Limestone Bluffs. I recommend going in the summer. It's actually not. It opens in May, I think. So you have to go in the summer. Reach out for specific addresses and whatnot, and I'll get back to you with that. Does your van run on diesel? No, it does not. It's substantially more expensive if you buy a diesel running van. Where specifically do you record? In my van. So we have my bed in the back. Maybe I'll give you a tour on my Instagram. The bathroom is to the right of the bed. Then we have the kitchen. Then right behind the driver's seat is my office. This is where I record. This is where I write everything. This is where Noodles looks out the window. So right now I'm behind the driver's seat. I have some cloths that I bring down into kind of a makeshift sound studio. And then I bring a portable like power bank up and use that to power my microphones and stuff. What are you scared of? Crippling loneliness. I also think parasites are disgusting. Those would be my top two. You know what? Scratch that. Parasites. 10 times worse. What specifically do you use to record? I might do a whole episode on this if anybody's interested in podcasting, but software, I use Hindenburg Pro. And then I use Rode products, from a Rode mixer to a Rode mic. I can give you the specific model. What do? I transfer a rough script with the regular episodes, not with Van Life Diaries, to an iPad. And I kind of read that, then riff on that. And that's my whole setup. Do you have any nicknames for Noodles? Oh, yeah. Endless. Yeah. The main one is Noodles Bogoroj. You got to, like, do that SH in there. Or like just Noodles will suffice. You know, fun fact, actually, I was going to name her Hops after beer hops, but I think she's much more of a Noodles. Let me know if you think so or not. Backyards Odyssey. Did the Healing Spring water actually taste good? Yes. Yes, it did. Fresh, cold, just like I said in the episode. Yeah, but what's really interesting about the Healing Springs is, like I said on Tuesday, many people are there filling up literally 10 to 20 jugs and putting them in the back of their van. But also, after researching, what I found super interesting is this idea that you can deed land to God, which I doubt very much is legal. I looked into legal websites, and there's an example of this man in Louisiana who tries to deed land to God. And it doesn't work because you have to have somebody accept the land. The land he tried to deed to God ended up in the hands of somebody who turned it into an RV park. But my assumption, and reach out if you know more than I do, but my assumption is that the land was basically given up to the state, who is then forced to take care of it and check the water. And from what I've looked into it, that's what ended up happening. And it's deeded to God in name only. But again, if there's any lawyers listening, reach out to me. Backwards Odyssey. I want to say, if your mind tends to wander a bit, like mine, and could use some advice, reach out to me. More than happy to talk to you. Backwards Odyssey is my Instagram. Reach out to me. I honestly would love to chat, share some methods I've found that really help throughout the years, and anything else you might have questions about, or if you just want to talk about it. So with that said, thank you for listening to Backroads Odyssey. I appreciate your time, appreciate you listening, and join us next week where we go to somewhere completely, utterly different. Where to next? Backroads Odyssey.